Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Willie Wilson is with us. I think you've seen him repeat some of the same stuff over and over again, and he did it again on Saturday. The man who is running for mayor of Chicago is no longer running, but Dr. Wilson, how much did you give away on Saturday?
Well, we gave away Saturday, I believe, was I think it was about $125,000 to $150,000.
Holy smokes! And how did you do that? In the form of gift cards, gas, food?
Well, gas and food, both. You know, they can come to the service station and get $50 worth free gas, and then food they can get, you know, $25 worth of, you know, eggs or milk, what have you. And we've been doing it now, I guess, a little bit over on gas and food for maybe, I don't know, a year and a half or two. So as long as there is a need out there and if I can help, I'll continue to do so.
And Willie, you know, everybody was saying that you were only doing it because you were running for Chicago's mayoral seat and that perhaps you're trying to convince people to vote for you. And obviously that ship has sailed. And now what can people say other than you're doing it because you see the need?
Well, you know, last 35 to 40 years, I've given away anywhere from $60 to $70 million. So that's wasn't nothing new to me, and I kind of look at the critic, don't bother about them, because if you do good, they're going to criticize you. If you're bad, they're going to criticize you. So let me get criticized for doing good, you know?
Hey, why don't you buy the Bears and keep them in Chicago? Could you do that?
Don't have enough money. I give it all away.
Not that they're for sale, but...
Bring another team in, you know?
Yeah, I you were saying that as you were running for mayor, and your wife, she's cool with you giving away this money. Does she ever come out there and participate in the festivities that surround you when it comes to giving away money?
No, because we always, when we first got married, she stayed in her lane, I stayed in my lane. This is our second marriage, both of us, and I figured that way it can make it last, you know? And so... She spend money, give it away, and I don't say nothing, and I do likewise, and we just kind of make sure the family is taken care of financially, and the rest of it, we give 100% of it away.
Dr. Wilson, you've run for several different offices several different times, not with much success, despite your efforts. Do you think you'll run again?
As long as I'm breathing and got good health, I run. I mean, Abraham Lincoln ran 21 times before he became president of the United States.
So what are you running for next?
I don't know. Whatever opportunity is, I think that it was not a failure. You only fail when you stop, when you quit. You know, and I always tell people that all the time. If you're running for other people to help other people, you never fail. But if you're running to help benefit your own pocketbook, that's the wrong reason, in my opinion. You know, so I think I raised a lot of issues. Obviously, I'll have some, I had some influence, and maybe I might have some more. But you do it to help people. My goal is to raise the issue. If we win, great. If we don't, we still win. My goal is just 100% on helping people regardless of what well, color you are, who you are. Yeah?
You could help me out by telling me what you're going to run for next.
Yes, Steve wants to scoop, Willie.
You know what happened? When I ran for mayor last time, I said, well, you know, after I got done running for mayor, I went home one night and I sat at home. I said, wonder how would it feel to run for president of the United States? And what can I make a difference? Can I learn more? And I stepped right out there the very next day or two and ran for president. I mean, I literally did that, you know, because I wanted to make a difference. I just think that when God put us here, he put us here to do good. And then as long as you got your health and strength and you're feeling good, you run to help others. And in my case, without even thinking about helping myself.
Dr. Willie Wilson is with us, former candidate for mayor of Chicago. Saturday gave away anywhere between $125,000 and $150,000 in the form of food and gas cards. Willie, why do you think you didn't make the runoff for mayor?
You know, first of all, they had eight candidates from the African American community. That's number one, eight or nine, whatever way it been. And the other thing is that you have the, of course, you have the union involved and everything else, all those particular things. People change, and people just do things. I don't really know. I just know that, look, we gave it F, we gave it a try. If it comes another time that I'm feeling pretty good, I'll do it again. I mean, I think that when they asked Abraham Lincoln that, you know, he had had a, lost all them time. He had a nervous breakdown. I think he lost his wife, a kid. But it took him 21 times when president of the United States, but he was one of the greatest president that this country ever had. So I don't look at it as a failure, and I don't look at it whether I'm going to stop anything like that. The reason why we didn't win it, I didn't even put a second thought to it.
So
I went home that night and went to bed and went to sleep.
That's what I was going to ask you. You seem like a pretty, well, I'll say not sore loser. You don't go home and kick the dog or anything like that. You just move on.
Just move on. That's all. I think that you have to do it because a person like myself look, what is faith is about is continually to good and believe that when it happened, it's going to happen for a good reason and for the right time. But if you have faith and you don't work, don't do nothing, you guarantee not to get anywhere. You know,
the person who wins the runoff offers you a job in the administration, are you taking it?
Chicago don't have enough money to pay me. Trust me. I do not want a job. I do not need a job. No way. Paul's going to win the race, in my opinion, you know. I did endorse him, as you know.
Yes.
I think Paul got the right. You know, his value is the same as mine. He's not going to defund the police, number one. He's not talking about raising $800 million on taxes and things of that nature. I believe in those same values. I can't see running businesses there. Out of Chicago, running citizen out of Chicago, you can't get nowhere that way. You got to try something different. That's why I endorse Paul.
Thank you for joining us. We always appreciate you jumping on the radio with us, Willie, and I hope you have a great day, and thanks for making the lives of all those people that you helped on Saturdays just a little bit better.
All right. Thank you.
Nobody else on Saturday gave away $150,000 of their own money, but he did it again. Hey, Steve's got your news, the latest from Nashville, next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.